USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Another unidentified object caught flying over U.S. airspace last night over Alaska was shot down.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby said President Biden ordered it to be taken down almost a week after a Chinese surveillance balloon was shot down over the Atlantic Ocean. U.S. Brigadier General Ryder said it was small, the size of a car. Where it came from is still a mystery. There will be no traditional Super Bowl pregame interview with the president, with the network airing the big game. The White House says Fox declined its offer for Biden to be interviewed by its Fox Soul streaming service geared for black viewers. It appears Fox wanted the interview to be conducted with top personalities from Fox News. President Biden will travel to Poland later this month ahead of the one-year anniversary of the war in Ukraine.
He will meet with President Duda of Poland to discuss our bilateral cooperation as well as our collective efforts to support Ukraine and bolster NATO's deterrence.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president will visit Poland, which borders Ukraine, February 20 through the 22nd. It appears Tom Brady really is done playing football. ESPN reports Brady officially filed paperwork with the NFL and the NFLPA on Friday, confirming his retirement. Brady will be eligible for the 2028 Hall of Fame, but will not be completely leaving the game. He played for 23 seasons. He recently announced he will join Fox Sports as an analyst in 2024. So what do New Yorkers think about the Empire State Building being lit up in Eagles colors if they win the Super Bowl?
This was in Philadelphia and they put the Giants, I mean, it just wouldn't happen.
This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Southwest Airlines chief operating officer is apologizing to customers but refuses to reimburse them with cash. Pressed by senators about the $300 credit the airline offered to passengers whose flights were canceled over the Christmas holiday, Andrew Watterson said that if customers decide to fly with another airline, that's their choice. The Texas State Police's internal investigation into the Uvalde school shooting is complete. The head of DPS, Steve McCraw, says some changes have already been made.
Someone has a gun at a school and has fired a weapon. There's no such thing as a barricaded subject.
That was an issue during last year's massacre when 19 students and two teachers were killed. Officers failed to charge in because it was ruled not to be an active shooter. Gas prices are down again. AAA reports the national average price for a regular is $3.43 a gallon, 1 cent lower than on Thursday and 6 cents lower than a week ago. Rihanna is performing at the halftime show at the Super Bowl this Sunday.
Rihanna is preparing for her Super Bowl halftime performance this Sunday. The pop star said in an interview ahead of the show that things are coming together. She said performing on such a large stage after a long time is exhilarating. Rihanna added representation is important to her.
And it's important for me to do this year. It's important for representation. It's important for my son to see that.
The singer welcomed her baby in May of last year.
That's Julio Flores reporting. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.